brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Welcome to Results Matter Radio. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and today we're talking with women in technology. I've got a terrific panel of guests for you, and of course, Dana Barrett is on the producer side today.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. So, women in technology, Katie Tucker is with us, who is the WIT director of the Signature Events. Katie, welcome to the studio. Now, which Signature Events you might want to mention are?
We actually have two Signature Events. One is actually WIT Connect, which is one of our largest fundraisers, and then Women of the Year, which recognizes leaders in the technology community here in Georgia, as well as Atlanta. And that event actually takes place in a couple of months at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center.
And we're really excited to find out more about the Women of the Year Awards, and I think we're going to spend some more time on the program around that. So we're really excited that you're here today. Thanks, Katie. And Jacobs Long is also with us. Anne is with SunTrust. And I should have said, Katie, you're also CBON Corporation.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. As well. Now, Anne, WIT Director of the Girls Get IT Program. Tell us a little bit about the Girls Get IT Program. And again, we'll have more in-depth conversation around all these in a bit.
Well, the Girls Get IT program is geared toward inspiring young women to pursue careers in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And we have a very big deficit right now in the number of women engaging in technology careers. So what we're trying to do with the Girls Get IT program is to address that early in the middle school and high school years. So we have a series of programs around that that are free of charge to help these girls get engaged in that area.
So there's really program offerings around, like, the full lifespan of a woman, from girl all the way through full career.
Right. When you think
of women in technology.
Absolutely. Women in technology addresses a variety of programs on a continuum from the classroom all the way to the boardroom to help women get leadership roles as well as pursue technology careers. So it's a great set of curricula that we have available.
Now, Christina Kritzer is also in the studio with us, also heavily involved in WIT as well, the new WIT on campus program, and also group vice president at SunTrust. Christina, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today. WIT on campus, as you said, is a new program, and this is geared towards college students, where we had a gap previously in with Girls That Get IT in middle school to high school. We weren't addressing the college body, and this provides that opportunity for us to reach out. This is our first year, and we've got five universities and colleges that are in the program to provide enrichment programs, internships, and scholarships for these students.
That's fantastic. Interested in hearing more about what that program offers. And lastly, we have Ashby Kent in the studio with us, with Burr and Foreman. Ashby, welcome.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for having us.
Now, I know Burr and Foreman is doing a lot of new technology stuff these days.
Yes. I was telling Elizabeth when I came in this morning, we had our great technology software update rollout yesterday. So the irony of me being on the Women in Technology panel this morning is not lost on anyone. But we're very proud. We are. Everybody knows that law firms tend to be notoriously resistant to change, especially when it comes to technology. And our firm is really trying to kind of break that barrier, and we've done a lot recently with updating all of our software. We're doing a huge new web page rollout very soon, and we're trying to just become more tech-friendly because our clients want to see that, and we want to make sure that we are as accessible as possible. And I wanted to volunteer for this panel because the organization WIT and the women that are here today just seemed like amazing ambassadors for women in technology, and they're doing great things in our community for our young ladies who want to pursue careers in science and technology, where we are currently underrepresented, but hopefully that will change in the future thanks to the work of these ladies in this organization.
Absolutely. So, Katie, let's start with you. How did you get involved in WIT, and what's your role there currently?
I actually started in the Girls Get IT program as a volunteer, and just from going to different forums that we offer on a monthly basis, I was able to connect with individuals in the organization and really felt passionate about giving back to young females. That also transitioned into being project manager for the Woman of the Year Awards that I did last year, and now program director. So in my current role as program director, I not only am allowed to lead our volunteers, but also promote the events as well as WIT in the community, and I'm able to develop a strategic vision for the awards and the women that we actually are honoring at that event.
So the event recognizes women who make a difference in our communities, truly visionary leaders in the field of technology at multiple organizational levels. What are some of the things that the judges look for when they're assessing people that are put up for this award?
Well, one of the things that Anna mentioned earlier is making sure that they really are involved in science, technology, engineering, and math. One of the kind of the pitfalls I think we've fallen into is really focusing on the IT aspect. While that is huge and one of the things that WIT supports, we want to make sure that we really are focusing on all aspects. One of the things that we've been able to do this year, and I'm really excited to see how this is going to work in November, is honoring the women that not only have been involved at the Girls Get IT level, but tying that to the actual women that are in the boardroom that we're honoring in November.
Excellent. Well, technology kind of trickles through everything we do these days, so having those strong foundational skills in science and math are so critical. Now, when is the event being held?
The event?
And where? I want to know all the logistical details.
It's very exciting. We're deep into the details of planning. Actually, the event's going to be a little bit earlier this year. Once we shortlist all of our people that have been nominated, we're looking to do 10 in each category. So we've got small, medium, and the enterprise level businesses. So that's based upon the number of employees that they have, as well as the revenue size. We'll have a VIP reception where we'll honor the top three women, so the finalists in each of those categories, and that'll take place in October. But the actual gala event is November 1st, and that's going to be the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center.
Nice. So put that on your calendar. If companies are interested in perhaps sponsoring the event.
Yes, we're definitely still, we've got our strategic alliances and we're definitely looking for more sponsors. Grant Thornton is our premier sponsor, but we do have sponsorship spots still available. They can go online to www.mywit.org or they can feel free to reach out to me, and that's Katie Tucker, and you can find me on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thanks, Katie. Now I want to move over to you, Anne, and I want to find out more about Girls Get IT. How did this program get started? And talk about your role as you've gotten involved in WIT.
Well, Girls Get IT started about 5 years ago, and again, it was to fill the gap of inspiring young women to pursue careers in STEM. And there is a huge gap, and even when you think about technology in Georgia, there are many jobs that are available today that can't be filled because there aren't qualified candidates that have the STEM credentials to take them on. So what we do with Girls Get IT is we're trying to break through that barrier of getting these girls inspired. And how do you inspire somebody? Well, what we try to do with these girls is try to expose them directly to role models that are in STEM careers today so they can see real women in real careers, make it real for them, and improve their beliefs about their own abilities to succeed in those careers. And then we want to make it real. You know, we want to make sure that they understand what it's like to translate the theory of looking at their iPod every day to how that actually gets put together and how that technology is really put in place in these companies behind the scenes. So we really want to encourage their participation. And then most importantly, one of the biggest barriers of getting these women, these young women involved, is to overcome the stereotypes. You know, many times in our society, we don't encourage girls to get involved in technology. You know, take a typical example where you might have a dad going out to his garage working on his car, and if he has a son or a daughter, chances are he's going to pick the son to come out and help tinker on the car. He's not going to think about his daughter. So what we're trying to do is break that stereotype, increase their awareness, because once they have awareness of what's available and what's the possible path forward for them, they often start to turn on to that technology. And it's fun. It's not just a boring set of careers. There's so many things that they can do. I got involved because I saw firsthand at SunTrust when we did a job shadow program for Girls Get IT, how the light goes on in their eyes after they've been with you on site for a week and they see what's going on behind the scenes and they really get to meet you and talk with you, that they really get inspired about moving forward. And that really triggered my interest in getting more involved. And I am now the director of Girls Get IT since then. So I'm really excited about it. And we've got a host of programs going on to help these young women move forward.
So what kind of events are you planning for this year?
Well, we have a series of different types of events. We have career exploration events where we have workshops that we offer to girls to consider careers in STEM. We have behind the scenes where they actually visit companies and see what's going on behind the curtain, if you would, and how technology is actually applied. And then we have job shadow. We have a series of programs coming up. We have had several this year. But we have some large companies that are on board, such as Intercontinental Hotel Group, McKesson. We're talking to Oracle. We're talking to Coca-Cola. These are the large, big companies in this city that are really trying to engage, to help volunteer, to provide facilities, and to show these young women what it's going to be like to pursue a STEM career. So we're really excited about that.
I'm curious from all of our panelists, Ashby, I know you work with a lot of clients that are very tech savvy and for a very technology savvy law firm. You've all seen girls and young women at various stages getting involved and getting more educated and mentored on the information technology and the STEM front. What impact has that had on the girls themselves, the technology community, and the Atlanta business community from your point of view?
Well, I think that, you know, another very important aspect of my firm and myself as a person is encouraging diversity in the workplace everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're in a law firm or if you're in a science and technology field. Diversity is extremely important, and it bringing those different perspectives and those different mindsets and those different ideas to the table in any sort of business or other setting, social setting, is just such an expansive way of improving everybody's outlook and coming up with new and innovative ideas. And I think that by encouraging, as Anne said, by starting early and breaking those barriers and encouraging young women to pursue careers outside of the norm and outside of what women are either expected to be interested in or are encouraged to be interested in, what you have then is you have these young women who pursue these innovative careers, and then at the end of the day, women, you have an increased diversity when women are taking these higher executive roles and bringing those new ideas and perspectives to the table. And so that is something that I think if we can encourage women to start early and think outside of the box, when at the end of the day, we have a much broader, much more diverse, much more interesting, and much better executive leadership team for all of our companies going forward.
And that's exactly one of the reasons we started WIT on Campus. Feedback from the universities that participate on our board of advisors have told us time and time again that the college students don't picture themselves in the various roles that may be available to them. In a large part, they don't understand or know and have an awareness to what those opportunities are. They think of technology and they think of, I've got to do computer development, and that may not be the thing that I want to go do. So part of our mission is to provide them the opportunities to network with other women in the community that have had very diverse careers. And on September 19th, we'll have our launch event at Georgia Tech, and it's going to include a panel discussion with the ladies, with people from the community. We've got the president of a secure biomed company, that's Linda Braden. We've got Marianne Johnson from Elevon. We've got the CIO of CBeyond. We've got Her Majesty's Counsel, Annabelle Malins, and Dina Hamilton from Fraud. A wide diversity of women to help showcase to these students that they do have other opportunities. It's not all about calculus in the classroom.
So the idea with WIT on Campus is to encourage the female college students to stay on track with the science, the technology classes, engineering, those fields that might not traditionally be along their path.
That's right. They frequently get into the classroom and look around and say, well, I'm surrounded by a bunch of gentlemen. I don't see a lot of females, and I don't want to do the computer development or the physics and stay, and they don't see the other opportunities that are available to them. So this provides them that forum. And it's really a launching pad. We saw an opportunity after the Girls Get IT with high school. What next? And we needed a bridge to bring them into the WIC community and continue that journey that they've started and give them opportunities for inspiration. So in addition to the panel event, we'll do something similar to Girls Get IT and have the behind-the-scenes event. We're going to have internship opportunities available through our premier sponsors that some of the companies Ann's mentioned and other companies in the Atlanta area to really be advocates for these students and encourage them to stay the course.
Nice. And Katie, I'm curious from your point of view how you've seen in the telecommunications industry, because also, I mean, I guess all of you are from what you would traditionally view as male-dominated mm-hmm. industries, right? Telecommunications,
yep.
finance, and the law, the legal field.
Yep, exactly. You were just talking about diversity, and that's, while I do believe that some of the companies that Ann mentioned are definitely great supporters of WIT through their strategic alliances, but I also think that WIT has given back to those companies. You know, you mentioned telecommunications, the banking industry, the law industry. One of the things at CBION that I feel like has been driven as a result of nonprofits like WIT is actually having affinity groups and different mentoring programs where they support strategic volunteering, but also want to make sure that we're involved in the community and giving back to the things that we believe in. So like women in technology and really supporting those areas of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Now, how do people find out about these programs? And actually, let's start with you. How do girls get invited to the Girls Get IT program and get more involved in?
Well, the girls can apply online. We also, at mywit.org, they can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. And we do provide a lot of updates on upcoming events that they might be interested in as well. And a lot of times it's also coming from the corporations themselves in terms of them providing mentors and their own children to participate as well, and they can also participate through those same avenues.
And corporations, how do corporations get involved? I would imagine corporations, and I guess I'm curious from SunTrust's point of view, why is it such an important initiative that the company has decided to put time and resources and, you know, high-level executives, have them really get involved and dig into this program?
SunTrust is a big advocate of solid gives back. That's an internal program where they encourage employees to be able to take paid time off of work to do volunteer activities. And through that, you can enlist your specific area of interest, WIT being one of them, to provide those give back opportunities. And what you find is once people start giving back, they continue that journey. And it's not just, here's my 2 days of paid time off that I'm going to go give back. I'm going to continue that commitment. So SunTrust is one in the community that does encourage that. And WIT has been something that they've given their support for us in our endeavors in this program. And there's also a lot of after-hours work that goes into it as well, just because it is a personal affinity for us.
Nice. So if companies are interested in sponsoring either the WIT on Campus program or the Girls Get IT, can they go directly to the Women in Technology website?
Yes, they can go to mywit.org, or they may contact any one of us individually, and we can give them the connections into our strategic partnership.
Excellent. So tell me more about the program, Christina, because you kind of touched on it, but on the WIT on Campus, what are some of the things that the students are able to experience through their engagement in that program?
So WIT on Campus is starting this year, its first year, and there are 5 different programs that are going to be held this year. We talked a little bit ago about inspiring the Next Generation of Female Leaders, which is the launch program on September 19th at Georgia Tech. And that'll be the first one. The second is going to be a behind the scenes at the Weather Channel and their discussion of launching Twitter and Facebook. And that'll be held in November. Then we'll be doing a behind the scenes similar to Girls Get IT at another corporation. And then we'll be talking about managing your individual social presence on Twitter, on Facebook, and giving girls and students tips and tricks for doing that. There's a way to do it and a way not to do it. And sometimes they get misguided, particularly early in their careers. And then the final event of 2013 will be a Ready, Steady, Off to Work, giving them tips on attire, business professionalism, how to conduct yourself, and things of that nature. In addition to that, the program side of things, we will also be offering internships, and that will be through strategic partners. And then for the graduating seniors, there'll be eligibility from each of the universities for a scholarship to be awarded. Taking a different twist on a scholarship program, rather than getting somebody to go into the STEM career, this is really recognizing someone that's made it through the commitment on the other end and helping them as they enter into the workforce. And with that, with those opportunities, WIT on Campus will then intends to expand. The first five schools that we are engaged with are Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Gwinnett Tech, Kennesaw State, and Spelman. And each of those universities has provided us with an advisor and a campus liaison. And that campus liaison is reaching out into that school community to get students and increase their awareness. But you had asked earlier, where can students find out about it? On mywit.org, they can apply as well.
Now, how eager are the universities to partner with you guys on this initiative?
They have been extremely enthusiastic because they see it as a pipeline for their workforce of the future.
Nice.
They have been very, very supportive, and we couldn't have asked for a better support mechanism from them, giving us access to the classroom with the students, inviting us to affairs that they have on campus to launch the program as well.
Now, as you've all been working in the technology or, you know, business community and touching on technology as you do, what are some of the things that you wish you had known perhaps earlier in your career that if you were mentoring somebody, a young girl getting IT or a woman on campus, what's some of the wisdom that you would pass along?
Well, I would say that I would have liked to have known more about the possibilities. I think that traditionally when you think about science and technology, you think doctor, you know, maybe lawyer, maybe nurse, you know, the traditional things. But when you think about STEM, there are so many careers that you can literally go into. And I wish I had known more about that when I was younger, because maybe I would have taken a different path.
And just to add to that, I think for me, I know that Christina spoke earlier about, you know, computer engineering and development. And really, to me, that's what technology meant as I was getting my bachelor's degree. But I wish I'd been a little bit more exposed to how do you tie business to technology? So you've got to be that business-minded person who's able to understand the requirements so that you can tie the use of technology to getting the business done.
That's an excellent point.
I think the great thing about WIT is just the support network, because if I were younger, especially if you're, as Christina mentioned, you're sitting in a classroom, you're surrounded by a bunch of men, and you might second guess your choice or doubt your choice, and not even just doubting your choice of your academic career, but wondering whether there are going to be professional barriers in the future. And having an organization like WIT, where you have very successful female leaders in that community to support you and to help guide you and to just encourage you along the way, I think is an incredible resource for young women who would be interested in going down that path, but maybe intimidated or unsure about barriers they may face in the future.
So the hesitations that we've sort of heard about are feeling like maybe this is something that is only for guys, or maybe my skill set isn't strong enough, maybe I need some additional skills. What are the ways that WIT helps young girls overcome these feelings of doubt when they're thinking, hey, maybe technology career is something for me?
WIT provides the students at all age levels and in as well as in the workforce at present, provides you that networking opportunity so you have someone to reach out to in any different type of profession so that you can go learn more and help assuage some of those concerns of, well, is this a fit for me or would I be interested in that? It provides you access to people that are in that role or have previously been in that role to help give you the background and let you be better informed on what it is that may be available to you. As well, WIT also offers for people at various points in their career additional training. So through the Careers in Action program, which we haven't talked a whole lot about today, they give you leadership foundations, executive coaching, and things of that nature. So there are other programs under the WIT umbrella that also provide various career aspirations and touch points.
There's so much here to talk about. I feel like we could have you guys come on every month and give us a WIT update. Dana, do you want to jump in with a question?
I'm like raising my hand over here because I was in technology for a while, and I am the typical – growing up, I was the typical girl who hated math and hated science, but I was really good at puzzles and logic and things like that. And but if someone had said to me when I was young, oh, you'd be great at IT, I would have said, you're crazy. Like, I'm an English, you know, theater kind of girl. I'm not a math girl, right? But so my question is WIT planning to or thinking about reaching down even younger as opposed to going to college? I know you've got high school covered, but I feel like little girls who are the ones that are playing with their parents' computers or, you know, enjoying solving puzzles actually might be good at IT and just not realize that that's even what they're doing.
Well, Girls Get IT does reach into the middle school years as well as high school. So we do reach down. In fact, in our job shadow we just had at SunTrust, we had a 12-year-old that was there. She was so cute. But she was really just soaking it all in because she had never seen a workplace before. She didn't know what it was like to go to SunTrust Bank and realize that there are offices and computers and people who are not just tellers who are divvying out money, but there are actual people doing IT work and, you know, doing all kinds of analytics. So she had a good time. So we reached down into the middle school years as well.
That's awesome to hear. I love it. So we have a tradition on this show where I always go around to all of our panelists and ask about the results that matter to you. So we've been talking about women in technology and science and technology and engineering and math education. I want to ask now each of our panelists if they'd share why this is so important to them and what are the results that are really important to them and their organization to see more women getting involved in technology in the future. Let's start with you, Anne.
Well, for me, this touches my heart because I remember being a young girl, had an aptitude for science and math, but really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And quite frankly, there weren't a whole lot of people that were supporting other than your traditional teacher or guidance counselor. There was no Girls Get IT program for me to go to. So now being able to give back and to see those faces and to see at the end of a program where they feel so inspired and so confident leaving different than they started when we first met them is touching me in a place that really makes a difference for me. And the results that matter to me are, one, that they leave our experiences with a positive attitude, a go-get-em, that I can do it, and that they do take action and that they do pursue those science and math and technology or engineering careers and go into college and take those courses and change this dynamic that we have today where we have way too many women that are not in those executive chairs and those leadership roles in STEM careers.
Absolutely. Christina?
Well, I echo a lot of Anne's sentiments there. I think each of us have had our own experiences that drive us into these programs, and mine was being in college, and I was the person that likes playing with puzzles too. And my parents were kind of like, I don't know what you're going to do with that. And to Katie's earlier comment, tying the technology and business together, when I said, hey, I think I want to go work for an airline, somebody told me at one point, well, you need a PhD in statistics. And I went, oh, that's not going to work. I'm not going to go down that path. But ironically enough, I ended up working for an airline, and I was the one blending the business and the technology, being a liaison between the business and the technology department. And after that, I knew I wanted to be able to provide exposure to students and say, hey, you do have choices, and it may not be a traditional path, and you can forge your own, and the opportunities really are limitless. And like Anne was describing, there really is nothing that makes you feel better than having somebody tell you, wow, that was impactful. I didn't know that I could do that. And when you hear that and you see it and you feel it, it's pretty amazing. And being able to help people at their various career paths, I had people that helped me and coached and mentored me, and it meant a lot. And the opportunity to give back became very important.
Terrific. Katie?
Well, I hate to repeat what Anne and Christina have already said, but I think really for me, you know, we've talked about WIT being a support system. I think WIT was there for me and kind of helped me grow as I went through the Careers in Action program, whether that was Success by Design or Leadership Foundations. But it provided a network of women and men as well where I could reach out and ask questions. Okay, I'm thinking about getting into project management. What does that really mean? And then the second thing is, you know, from a results perspective, is really giving back and making an impact, whether that's through through, you know, the middle school girls, through Girls Get IT, or just speaking to someone at a forum. Or for me, it's really seeing how women in technology has made an impact on the volunteers that are part of our teams.
Totally cool. All right, Ashby.
I think one of the neatest things about this panel and about this organization is that when I was looking at the panelists, there were two ladies from SunTrust Bank. And I was expecting to see Georgia Tech or NASA or I don't know. I mean, a SunTrust Bank. I was like, wow, two ladies from a bank. Right. And I think that's so interesting. Obviously, we have Katie from CBeyond as well. But I was like, okay, CBeyond, I get that. But SunTrust, wow. And I think what is so neat about that is that it shows that these STEM careers and women in technology doesn't mean you're going to be or you have to be an astronaut or a nuclear physicist or, I mean, you can do anything with these degrees and you can still be so active and such a successful person and leader in your community. And I think that's just amazing. I mean, who would, you know, you think of a bank kind of like a law firm sometimes, or some people do, but how interesting is it that two of the ladies on the panel are from a bank, which most people might not think of as a traditional technology or science career. They may think doctor, like Ann said, or nurse, or, you know, somebody behind a microscope doing research all day. So I think that's a very impressive aspect of the organization, is that it just shows the breadth of possibilities and the diversity that is, I think, a part of what WIT stands for, which is showing these women not just how to become a successful scientist, but how to become a successful business leader in our community.
Absolutely. Thank you all for coming in and opening our eyes to what's possible for women in technology. It's been a real pleasure getting to know each of you, and we'd love to have you come back again.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Gordon signing off from Results Matter Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.